KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
If you're thinking of taking a swim at one of KZN's beaches this Easter long weekend, Life Saving South Africa has released this warning for you.
Those of you that want to swim on our beaches, please only swim between the red and yellow flags during bathing hours when lifeguards are on duty. Refrain from swimming in rivers or dams that do not have lifeguards. Always stay away from motorized power craft. Do not drink and swim.
The entity's Jay Scavender says parents and guardians must be extra vigilant with the little ones at the beaches.
When you are taking kids out to bodies of water, parents and adults must supervise the kids at all times. Please get all the relevant information from your lifeguards or any official on the beach as to the bathing conditions, bathing times. This is for your own safety, and please adhere to those instructions.
A man has been killed after he was hit by a car while attempting to cross a road in Howick. Midlands EMS spokesperson Roland Robertson says the incident occurred near Tweedy yesterday.
On arrival, it was found that a male pedestrian was struck by a vehicle and unfortunately showed no signs of life and was declared deceased on scene by Midlands EMS paramedics.
He urged motorists as well as pedestrians to remain vigilant with higher traffic volumes on our roads this Easter long weekend.
And the roads are unpredictable at the moment and anything can happen at any point, so we do urge the public to take extra precautions when travelling and travel with extra clothes and extra food while on the road.
And International Relations Minister Roland Lamola has expressed sadness at the passing of South Africa's ambassador to Cote d'Ivoire, Zolani Mjojisa. The former black consciousness activist alongside Steve Biko, who later joined the ANC, died in a South African hospital yesterday. Lamola says Mjojisa was committed to strengthening political, diplomatic and economic ties between South Africa and Cote d'Ivoire. Staying in the continent, at least 143 people are dead and dozens missing after a fuel-laden boat caught fire and capsized on the Congo River in northwest DRC. The wooden vessel, packed with passengers, went up in flames near Bandaga on Tuesday after a cooking fire triggered the explosion. Authorities recovered 131 bodies on Wednesday and another 12 in the days that followed. The exact number of people on board is unclear, but is believed to be in the hundreds. Back home, showers and partly cloudy conditions are predicted for most parts of the province today. Durban, a high of 24, Richards Bay, 25, Ladysmith and Ulundi, 23, Margate, Pietermaritzburg and Newcastle, 22, Gokstad, 21, Maud River, 20, Anderberg, 19. In Durban, we've got 2-meter sea swells this morning and sunset at 28 minutes to 6. For the Newswatch team, I'm Dunukuhle Malinga.